This Saturday morning with 4-H on the air, brought to you by Dunn Energy Co-op and Eau Claire Energy Co-op. And Clark County 4-H is on the air this morning. And our 4-H Youth Development Agent, Chris Holler, is with us today with some updates. And Chris, it's the beginning of the new 4-H year. Give us some updates. What's going on with the Clark County 4-H clubs?
Clark County 4-H is moving along. We are really good with our enrollments. But we did have some clubs that dissolved, which isn't a bad thing. It just means that, you know, things are always ebbing and flowing in what we do. So we still have 15 clubs. We had a new one join us last year, Neillsville Lights, and they're going strong. And we're also working on a shooting sports kind of. It's not a club yet, but it's a committee, and we're looking for more people to help out the two. Mike and Heidi are doing a fantastic job up in Onewithy, and they get strong numbers. So we know people want to shoot archery, air rifle, and stuff like that. We just need to have some more people trained to do that in a safe manner. So I'm excited about that, because who doesn't like shooting? But we have activities going on. We just finished off doing interviews with some of our 4-H older 4-H youth, like that freshman to junior sophomore years folks, and they are doing different excursions through. So we have like four people who'll be going out on the American Spirit trip, which leaves out in June to check out the Eastern Coast and do it's a historical kind of trip. And then we have a couple of youth going out west to just explore some of the park system and do some educational stuff out there. So it's just been kind of fun. And we have them, they have to submit an application and a resume and actually sit through an interview just so they get practice at being able to answer questions about themselves. I mean, it's a great opportunity for them to, again, to start talking about themselves, what they've done, what they've learned, and continue that piece of it. So I mean, we're right around Thanksgiving, moving into the holidays. We do our Discovery Day on December 27th, and that is for youth kindergarten all the way up until 7th grade. However, if we have some tweeners in there, some of those 12, 13, 14-year-olds, we always would love for them to help out kind of more in a youth leader capacity, and they can just kind of start getting their feet wet and helping out some of the different project areas. So if parents are signing up their littler kids to come, hey, if you got some older kids that want to help volunteer and not necessarily do the projects, although they might find themselves wanting to do some of the projects, that's okay too. But we'd love to have them help out in the various areas, because it takes a lot of people to help pull it together. So it's nice to always have more hands, particularly when you have lots of little hands.
With that, do they have to be in 4-H to be a part of Discovery Days?
No, you do not have to be in 4-H. If you are in 4-H, it's free enrollment. You just have to sign up and register. If you are not in 4-H, it's a $5 fee to participate in the same activities. And we have about 10 different activities going on. And so the registration form, you identify like six. Because as the activities fill up, then we start moving people around. So we'll probably get into your fourth and fifth and sixth picks that you're interested in, just because some of the activities start to fill up. I mean, because we'll be doing fun with food. We are leathercraft. Woodworking is always a big hit. We threw in a kind of a runaround activity time, just because people just need to or expend energy. So that's always in there too. But we're making sun catchers. We are doing felting, which is basically fun with wool. However, that's for our older kids a little bit, because we're using sharp needles. Repurposing bottle tops, not the can tops, but the bottle tops that you pop off a beer or something like that. So making different things like flowers and all that kind of stuff. So I'm excited about that one. This is an old one, but a good one. God's eyes. And there might be a new term for that, but it's just kind of a string art kind of stuff. So I'm kind of excited about all the different things that we'll be doing. We've got some great volunteers working with us too.
Well, it sounds like a fun day, and that's December 27th. And where's it at?
It is at Greenwood Schools, we'll be going. We'll use their cafetorium, so we'll be heading in on that side of the building, and it'll be right there, smack dab in front.
Excellent. Now, another thing that Clark County is really involved in is the music and drama festivals. Those are starting to get ready to go, aren't they?
Yeah, they start planning now, even though the Drama Music Festival isn't until March 3rd. I believe that's March 3rd, Saturday, March 3rd. And then our speaking and demonstration contest is at the end of January. People start, one, to find a play with a hoba for a whole bunch of little kids, it takes some time. And then the not even the auditions, but just getting people in their roles and starting to practice, you need to start now to plan for that time, just because of people's schedules and stuff like that. But it's always amazing how the leaders come up with these fantastic, cute plays and skits and things that I don't even know where they look. I mean, like, cause I'm like, I'm not your resource for this, just saying. But it is always amazing what they come up with, and the talent that our youth have is really fun. And even from the musical side, I mean, we have pianists and violinists and these folks that and singers who, you know, they're good. It's a good afternoon. So even if you're not in 4-H and you just want to come and watch a show, it's pretty fun just to come and watch, even if you're not vested in who's up on the stage at any given point in time. And our speaking and demonstration contest, again, this is a great way for kids to just start getting more comfortable being up in front of people, learning a few things. There's interpretive readings, which is really kind of fun because you make the story come to life. Last year we had a little kid do a demonstration on using an Easy Bake Oven, which was just, it was so cute because it wasn't necessarily working as well and stuff got stuck in there. So it was just so cute to see how she kind of, like, her facial expressions are fantastic. But again, it's just that practicing and getting up in front of a group and just being able to talk freely. That's even like the executive boards. We have new officers that have taken over right in this time period. But again, just being in front of a group of people and being able to facilitate or to talk is huge. When we're so used to texting, some of those life soft skills are being lost. So it's really helpful to just start getting that experience and that those little pieces where you're doing it with a group of people. I was just talking with a club. They're like, do you think we could try doing like some clover buds in training? And I was like, okay, talk me through this a little bit more. But like having like the clover buds pick out of a hat, like a different position they want to be for the meeting. And then they shadow that position. So like you would have a clover bud sitting next to your president and just being like, okay, you can hit the gavel when we move a motion or different things like that. Just to, one, keep them involved in the meeting, but then not causing challenges out in the audience. But, you know, really kind of working with them to kind of be like, okay, you know, it's not that bad sitting up here and I think I can do this, kind of, you know. So again, it's that role modeling and that mentoring. We do volleyball in April, and I love to see the older youth who are in our A team coach the C team and the B teams, because then they're totally given back and then they're that role model for the young kids that then are coming up, and I'm like, hey, I want to be able to coach these kids. I mean, because it takes, when you're trying to wrangle, you know, 15, 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds in that C team, you got some work cut out for you, because you need more people to help in all of the different aspects of getting the ball over the net, hitting the ball, bumping the ball, setting the ball, just even the simple tasks that can be challenging because you're learning. It's a learning curve. So all those different little pieces.
Well, it sounds like Clark County's got a lot to offer for 4-H kids. And can they still sign up, or is the enrollment period all done now?
No, they can. People can still sign up in 4-H all the way in Clark County. It's up till, well, you can enroll any time of year. But to show at the fair, April 1st is the deadline to actually be enrolled in 4-H online. We do a re-enrollment period from September 1 to November 1, and that is really just so that we, that is what the list we start using as of November 1 to send out our newsletter, and that's the people that we're sending information to because they've expressed interest. So you're just lacking information if you sign up later, but that April 1st is truly that drop that date if you want to show at the fair. So there's some more time, but we'd like people to sign up sooner rather than later if possible.
Well, it sounds like your 4-H clubs are in good hands, Chris. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a great day.
That's Chris Holler, the 4-H Youth Development Agent in Clark County. This Saturday morning with 4-H on the Air, brought to you by Dunn Energy Co-op and Eau Claire Energy Co-op.